question came in from Brian and Amber, who want to know, how do you relate to Jane?
Hi, Brian and Amber. I'd like to think that some of her bravery rubbed off on me, and also some of her humor. She was very, like, sarcastic. I credit my friend Duana Taha wrote a lot of that early voice of Jane, and I thought it was just so crystal clear on the page. And I don't know if it, and I say dude a lot too now. There's some things, the black nail polish, that's a Jane thing. I became obsessed with black eyeliner. I love a cargo pant. I mean, there's a lot of aesthetic stuff that I think really shifted for me because of Jane, seriously. And then just in terms of essence, like she was, you know, I think she was like a feminist in the truest sense of the word before I maybe even knew what that was, that almost 20 years ago. And so she was a little idol for me. So in a lot of ways, she inspired me. Honestly, it's such an earnest answer, but it's true.
Duana is also the writer of Chasing Pavements, which is my favorite episode. So I have a soft spot in my heart for Duana.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
She's written some of my favorites too on the show.
Some
yeah.
of the best. Nancy wants to know, we kind of talked on this, but maybe we'll hear a little bit more about your thoughts. Nancy wants to know, what do you think Jane would be up to today?
Hi, Nancy. Well, Jocelyn has some great ideas. I think Jane is, it's hard to not think of her as guidance counselor or as a music producer now. I also think she might be single. Mm-hmm. I think she travels a lot, and I think I think she's very worldly. I think she's got that biting humor still. Mm-hmm. But once in a while, I think if she gets a DM from an ex, there's nothing stopping a little revisit.
I love that. That is my favorite answer. I have no follow-ups to that.
We got to give a little spice, a little zest.
I believe it. I love it. Alana wants to know, one of your favorite moments on the set of Degrassi.
Hi, Alana. Oh my gosh, there's so many. I'm trying to think of something that like I wouldn't have already said. I'm sure I have said this, so this might be boring, but maybe another will come to me. I really, really crystal clear remember shooting the concert in Degrassi Takes Manhattan outside of the school. So, you know, the opening of the Degrassi Takes Manhattan.
Yep.
And all the background performers that day had been with the show for a long time. And it felt like, I don't think I realized that they were in it with us. So when we would perform, we'd cut and they'd still be cheering. We were like, oh, this feels so, oh my God, we're all into this. Like, we're not pretending. It's truly one of my favorite memories on set ever of my entire 25-year career. And it was felt really, it was like our big graduation day. We were going to be shooting the valedictorian stuff that day. And that's honestly, to me, goes down as one of my favorite shooting days ever.
And I mean, the best opening to that movie, the excitement that builds, the class, the clock's ticking, everybody's running out of the room. Oh,
it's like Grease. It kind of reminds me of like a Grease, like We Go Together. It was our version of that, but starting the movie. So that's one of my, I hope it's not too boring, but that is this really cool one.
No, it's also one of the most exciting moments on the show. So it's a great answer. Speaking of, Sierra wants to know what it was like for you to record music for Degrassi.
Hi, Sierra. I loved it so much. I'm a singer. I've been singing since I was little, before I was acting. So it was so nice that they wrote this storyline in. And I was such a big fan of all the music that Cassie, that Manny sang on the show. So I already knew like Timmy Welch and Jim. And I just knew the songs were also of a very high level. Obviously, Stephen Stone being a professional on the music side of things, I knew it was going to be incredible stuff. I remember Great Escape hearing the scratch track or the demo. Mm-hmm. And going, oh my God, this is like, they wanted it to be, have this Gwen Stefani feel. And it was very of that era. So I was so excited. And Here Today is a ballad that I still think slaps. Like that vocal, like that vocal line when they said, okay, can you sing this? I was like, oh my God, they wrote it. You know, it was just swelled and it was going to give me some big belty moments. They were really so thoughtful about what music suited everyone's voices too. So and also like Good Times, you know, there was those ones we did earlier in the season that were just so fun. So yeah, I had a blast. I had a blast. It was so cool. Yeah.
I love that. And that's the era of Degrassi, yeah, where the music really like, in the early years of Degrassi, I feel like they try to mimic like, okay, if a 15-year-old wrote a song, like what would it be? But they really like amped up the production in that era. And I still get those songs stuck in my head all the time. House Arrest plays in my head.
Oh my God, House Arrest is the one I couldn't remember. That's so funny.
House Arrest.
Video. We had so much fun doing that. And Instant Star, which was a big music heavy show, filmed on the off season of our show. And I was a big Instant Star fan, big Alex Johnson fan. So I think it was similar teams, like certainly Steven. I just knew it was going to be cool. Like, and I've said cool about 100 times on this interview, but I guess everything I'm talking about feels cool to me. I felt cool as hell doing all that music.
I love that. I had if I was a Degrassi producer, I would have had the Janie and the Stooges do a cover of that via Zoom during COVID, because that really would have been a great COVID anthem. House arrest?
Oh,
That'd be
oh
incredible.
wow, I had it. You gotta
House
be
arrest.
Jocelyn. There's a whole, I know you're trying to take this podcast full time, but lots of ideas here to move through. They
Got it.
are good.
I'll write fan fiction or something about
Yes, I would agree
it.
with that.
Kylia wants to know if Jane did not cheat on Spinner. Oh, really leading with that one. If Jane did not cheat on Spinner, do you think they would have stayed together?
I think they would have stayed together. Well, yeah, it's a lot of hypothetical. I get it. I think they would have stayed together for a while. I think Jane loved him so much. And I think they'd been through so much at such a young age, starting with his illness. And then he was with her through her dad and the recollection of the abuse and football stuff. And, you know, I think they are different. I think they're different souls. I think Sweet Spin, you know, was happy and content with maybe a more traditional life than Jane. And I think that she was acting out in the only way she knew how at that time. But I think eventually they would have broken up, probably when she went away for school. I don't think that means they may never have revisited. Harken back to my DM, you know, answer. I think Jane has a big heart and doesn't
I
forget
love
first
it.
love. So I don't think anything would have been off the table, but I don't think they would have stayed together from then till forever. No, sadly, I'm a bit too pessimistic.
I agree.
Great.
I agree that their time was
Right.
probably coming.
It
I mean,
was
they graduated
coming
high
either
school.
way.
It was a natural progression. Lindsay wants to know, do you think Jane would have kept the matching couples tattoo that she got with Spinner, or would she have gotten it covered up?
Great question, Lindsay. Does it have a butterfly? What was it of? I can't remember
A
now.
lock and a key.
Oh, thank you. I was like, I have a
A
butterfly tattoo.
butterfly.
Was
That would
it a butterfly?
maybe imply that Spinner also got a butterfly tattoo, and I love that.
Well,
He's
I
a
have a
tramp stamp.
Yes, like I was like, that couldn't have been, because I ended up getting a butterfly that's very meaningful to me. But I was like, I don't think that was, did Degrassi foreshadow that? No, it was the lock and key.
Lock and key.
So my thinking is she's the kind of gal who doesn't like regret and would have said, that's a part of me.
A
That's
hundred
a part of
percent.
me and I'm keeping it. That's my take. That she's like, this is, she probably has more tattoos now that tell a fuller story of the life she's lived.
Yeah,
But yeah, no
I agree
regrets.
with that. I agree with that
And removal's
because
painful. Removal's, I think.
I would never do it. Lindsay also did want to point out that Spinner's tattoo would still have been all gross, disgusting, and scabby when he literally married another woman. So Lindsay did want to point that
Wait, you're not wrong, and I don't know how he's getting through that conversation.
Yeah, you can't get
You
it
know
wet in the
what?
shower. Like,
Spin
come on.
finds a way.
Yes, Spin
Spins.
finds a way. Rachel wants to know, best match for Jane besides Spinner or Declan, who do you think would have been a good person for her to end up with?
Yes, because I think Declan was a lot of fun for her, but I don't think a great match in terms of.
No.
Let me just take, honestly, not to go back to the two I've already talked about, but I think Craig could have been in a different time. Sean, I'm also gonna say Jimmy. I'm gonna
Oh,
go
yeah.
there too. I think he had a very easy rapport that would have been
I like
okay. No,
that.
I know I'm all over the place and it sounds like I have no idea who she would like, but they're all great guys. Also, you know, and then I was gonna say Danny, but I'm like, no, for them, I really feel it was friendship through and through. I don't know that that
Yeah.
would have been part of why that was so sacred, was they had such a great, they were such a great match, but platonically. So I'm gonna stick with, might be a Craig Jimmy tie for me.
I like that. I think Jane would be good for Craig because
Yeah.
he went through things like a coke addiction, for example, and Ellie like wasn't like Jane would be like, "Hey, like let's address this. Let's deal with this. Let's talk about
It
this.
might
Where's
have, yeah, I agree with that. Although I love Ellie, but I think maybe with Craig after some healing, you know,
Yeah.
when both of them have gone through their own therapy roads,
Exactly. And then you guys would just be
they're
musicians together. Like it would just be a perfect.
jamming.
Yeah, it'd
I
be
had to
amazing.
do an air guitar to really get it across that.
Love it. Mark wants to know, do you think that Jane's storyline was affected because two of her best friends, Mia and Darcy, had left the show?
Her storyline. Oh my gosh, that's such an interesting point. Those were such fun storylines. Nina's one of my closest friends, so it was so, because we also had all that time on set. That's, you know, you just form these bonds that stay forever in our case. So we're really lucky. I loved seeing Jane with female friends because she didn't, and also I also she's had so many heavy storylines. It was nice to see her just have some fun. I don't know if they were affected. I think the way in which her storylines would have been affected by that was that it sort of centered her relationship with Spinner again, and it evolved into a friendship with Holly J. So it's sort of like every time she made a new female friend, it sort of then punted her back into a very like high stakes relationship storyline with Spinner. So
Yeah. Interesting.
I love the course it all took, to be honest. It
I
mean I
love
love
this.
so many awesome, actors on the show.
I love how much you remember about Degrassi, because not a lot of this is a while ago and you're clocking it. You know
I
it.
cannot believe I actually don't forget anything about anything, which is difficult for some people, but I absolutely have a memory that is so crystal clear. Yeah, and I guess it was such a significant time in my life personally too. So I could watch a
Love
scene.
that.
I think a lot of us feel this, but I don't know. I could watch a scene of Degrassi now, not that I've seen the episodes in a long time, and I could probably remember what was going on that day on set in like my personal life or whatever. It's really interesting. It feels like it
Oh
was
my
just like a
God.
snapshot of life.
That is so cool. I feel that way too, because I remember I was doing this event with Annie Clark and she's like, "Are you gonna like write any of this down? Like, you're gonna like forget about this." I was like, "I am gonna remember this for the rest of my life. And still I'll be in conversations with people from Degrassi and I have to kind of check myself, because I'll just like bring up a fact about them that is very like not publicly well known." And then I'm like, "Oh yeah, like I have to watch myself here. I'm a creepy
Oh, that's
fan."
it's deeply flattering that it would make an impression.
I like that. Our last fan question comes from Catherine, who wants you to set the record straight about Jane's name. She was born as Anastasia, but later changed it to Jane. But in the flashbacks, her dad calls her Janie. Are we to assume her middle name is Jane?
Oh my gosh, that's such a great point. Because I
I
was like,
know.
right, Anastasia Bellieri, and
Yeah.
then she changed it to Jane Vaughn. You
Yeah.
know, I don't know how we didn't all catch that sooner, but I like the idea that it was her middle name.
Yeah, we'll go with
I
that.
think this is a great way. I actually have no idea how we rationalized that at the time. But you know what? Not that I wouldn't have read the script, but I wasn't in the flashback. So I don't know that it would have been top of mind for me. But when they said she's changed her name, I don't know about this for sure. It may have even been in her character breakdown. I'd love to go find my audition breakdown for Degrassi. It may have been like I knew she changed her name or something, but I didn't know why. So when they explained the storyline, it made a lot of sense to me that she would have changed it. But the Janie flashback, I can't speak to that.
Sometimes
Oh.
the answer is just it's a TV show.
And that's
Sometimes
much
it's the
accept,
answer.
and I like going with it's her middle name.
Yeah, I like that too. We did one of these with Linda Skyler. So these Degrassi super fans were asking her questions. And we find out that at part of the show that Spinner used to have a dad and then he dies. So one of the fan questions was, how did like the death of Spinner's father affect his cancer storyline or something? And Linda Skyler was like, "Oh, we totally just forgot about that. That's a great question." So
Wow.
there's
Yeah, it's a great question.
yeah,
I love
that's
it. It's true. Sometimes it is just as simple as TV.
it's a
Sometimes
TV
TV.
show. I love it.
People.